This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Changes in the state's response to the pandemic mean restaurants and gyms can open to full capacity, but they still have to accommodate physical distancing. Inside the Capitol Grill in downtown Denver today, managing partner Bart Hickey says the changes may not actually affect how many people can dine in.
We can only seat roughly 40% of our capacity as long as we have 6 feet distancing. If they went from 6 feet to 3 feet, then we could fill the restaurant to our full capacity, which here is about 300 people.
But Hickey says he hopes the changes in state and local mandates will encourage more people to go out to eat. Pueblo is the only local jurisdiction. Is not a complete sentence. A bill that would allow schools to purchase more high-efficiency air filtration systems cleared its first legislative hurdle yesterday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The bill proposes $10 million for grants for local school districts. Elizabeth School District Superintendent Douglas Bissonette testified that his school invested in such air filters at the beginning of the school year. The district has kept learning in person ever since.
One person has contracted the virus in our schools over that period of time.
The money would pay for units for an estimated 15,000 classrooms. The bill now goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Grand Junction is at 48 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Tonight, the low will be in the low 30s. This is CPR News.